and why the attention was on that many months ago from outside agencies. So what we're sharing here is the $12 million in terms, we share and categorize the different borrowings that are done. So the $12 million that we had outstanding at the beginning of the year with Mellow Ruse, as you can see, we're going to have a payment this month in March after we get the apportionment, and we'll also have a payment in April when the property taxes are released. So we'll have that paid by April. And then as well, also with the county treasurer loan, it's basically an advancement on the property taxes for the year. That, too, will be paid off by April. What's unique with this particular structure is the county treasury. They automatically intercept and take those payments from the district. So they provide the money, and then they take it right out of the county treasury account. So both of those obligations, and this is important to demonstrate, that we've met our cash flow obligations, but there's still risk as we get close to the end of the year. These next, again, for sake of transparency and going through these next few slides, so in the board's package is also not just the general fund, but all the other funds, too, that each have their own standalone financial. The adult ed program, as noted here, we are projecting that it does have a favorable ending fund balance. We are working very closely with Dr. Fulcher and with Dr. Burke and looking at different areas of opportunity to invest into some of the staffing and hourly staff. I believe it's increasing some classes there, as well as looking at some other supply or equipment. Costs. So we're looking at that, but at where we're projecting at the end of the year, it is positive. One thing, too, going back to the cash, I think is important to note for this fund. The state did not provide monies to the district for the months of July through December. The apportionment that is about $14 million. The state did not pay the district about $7 million in cash for those 6 months. General fund had to help support that. So when we're looking at the cash flow, that's what's integral and kind of essential to this program here. The state apportionment is typically paid in the months of July and August and September, but now this is the second year in a row that for 6 months the district hasn't been paid, and not until January. And then our January, we're supposed to now be on a normal schedule. We're still behind. They've not given us payments for the January and February. So something to note in reliance on the cash for this particular fund. The cafeteria fund, as noted here, we're projected to have a positive ending fund balance. This is an area, as an example, there was about $270,000 adjustment that we made that we're working with the auditors that we need to restate for 17-18 because it does skew the current year operations, so we want to make sure that it gets adjusted back to that $678,000 amount. It does still reflect a projected contribution of about $62,000, but we're working very closely with the program team to ensure that that's limited. One thing that is different for this year relates to bad debt accounts for student accounts. So those contributions are required to be made by the general fund. Okay. Deferred maintenance, Fund 14. This is anticipated to be utilized and expended by the end of this year. So we'll be down to just $800 and some left on this fund. On Fund 21, this relates to our Prop O bond measure. And so what you see budgeted here are the projects associated with that. It ties to the construction and progress report that the board gets periodically. If projects aren't expended, if they're still in design phase, what that'll do is instead of that $7 million, we might anticipate that number being a little bit higher. And that would also apply to the Capital Facilities Fund, where here's an example about that true up, true down. The budget was adopted at $520,000. Based on the developer fees thus far, actuals to date is about $721,000. So we adjusted our projections to the end of the year by 810. So again, that's an area where revenues were adjusted and projects aligned as well. Okay. Same thing with Fund 35. Same thing with the interest calculations. And what is primarily in terms of the project here relates to the Mar Vista pool for the $2 million that the state provided to this fund. And then with Fund 40, something that we're going to be closely monitoring to the end of the year that could put financial pressure on the general fund. I know that the board did take action just recently to sell the property or at least go to the CDE for Third Avenue. That waiver that has been submitted to the CDE and bringing that forward back to the board, I think the appraisal is a little over $5 million, is going to be critical to have that money come into this fund. Because as you see now, looking at the end of June, we're anticipating having $2,000 left in that fund. However, the annual debt service is $2.5 million. So when you see other outgo, that's the debt service associated with the L Street property. So if the Third Avenue pending sale, we need that money in this account. If not, by the time we come to the board in June, we're going to have to add $2 million to that shortfall because we have to maintain that obligation for L Street. So having that $5 million or so dollar property sale will help us for at least 2 years. Okay. These are all tied together. And then Fund 49, these are our Mellow Roofs. And these are the projects that have been approved by the board, reflected here. I know the board took action on additional projects in November. What you also see is the other outgo of about $12 million, that's the debt service associated with that fund as well. And just to stress, we're no longer borrowing from this fund. And then the last one that we have to share as well relates to the foundation trust account. There are three scholarships that have been assigned here that we need to keep separate from the other operating funds. Okay. And in terms of next steps, as Dr. Janney mentioned, we shared the first phase, that fiscal recovery plan. We will continue our work over the next few months with the LCAP input. The board or the governor will release the budget by May 10th. That'll be kind of our next phase related to the fiscal recovery plan to see if it makes any changes to our projections. We'll bring forward to the board on May 11th the third interim financial, again, because of the negative certification requires that. And then we'll bring forward in June the final proposal for the budget for next year. And so what we're requesting... is the board approve the second interim report and the resolution that is in your packet.
Thank you, Dr. Salkeld. We're gonna go ahead and take a 10-minute break. Board must still complete the business of the district in an efficient manner. Per board policy bylaw 9323, the board may limit the total time for each item to 20 minutes. However, the board has always stressed that it